Oh,
joy to the world.
Good evening, everybody. This is Jen B, and I'm here on Christmas night, and I'm having a good time. And I hope you guys had a great Christmas night if you celebrate Christmas. If you don't, I hope you had a good night anyway. We are here until, we'll be here till 2 a.m. And then Mark Carmen and Kevin. Hey, Dan Long. Kevin, is his last name Kevin Powell? Okay. Okay. All right. So they'll be here at 2. Maybe they'll come in a little early even, and we'll have some fun. But this is Jen B on WGN 720 AM, and our number is 312-981-7200 if you'd like to call or text. Let us know how your night went. I'm real curious, and I'd like to know. Maybe it was fantastic. Maybe there were some bumps in the road. Maybe it was just mediocre. Whatever you want to talk about, call us, 312-981-7200. It is still official. Christmas night, and I'd like to say hello to the people here. Mr. Don Norton, are you there?
Hey, good evening.
Hi.
Good morning. Where are we? 11 o'clock.
No, we're still at evening. But,
very good.
But you're thinking ahead, which sure. I like. How are you?
I'm doing well. Had a great day today.
You did? Tell me what you did.
Oh, terrific. Woke up this morning, had Christmas with the family. I have two grown sons, and they were both in town, and one daughter-in-law, and she was there as well. And we had a nice breakfast and opened presents, and it was, one of those Norman Rockwell moments.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
what time did you come into work, Don?
Oh, I rolled in here about 5 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Well,
I had a full day.
Me too. I mean, even though I had to come in, believe me, with family, it's a full day, even if it's 5 minutes there, Don.
That's right.
you know what I'm saying? So it's nice working with you.
Will you too.
Will you hang in here? When are you on?
I'll be here through the midnight hour, and then Mr. Baddish takes over.
He's coming in at 1 a.m.?
Yeah, 12:30.
12:30. All right. Well, I'll be sure to bother him when he comes in, too.
That's right. That's right. You'll be here.
Well, it's nice to see you.
And good to see you,
too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Dan Long.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
It's great working with you.
Likewise.
How was your day?
It was pretty good. As like you guys, I had a full day, too. I did some family stuff, and now I'm here.
I'm glad you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, to my right is a woman named Allison Lyon, and I'm going to get into what amazing things she does later, but right now I want to say that one amazing thing was that she was at my house for Christmas.
I sure was. Thank you so much for having me.
You're
phenomenal and delicious and wonderful and really celebratory.
Wow.
Filled with children.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of children. I don't have children. I appreciate them. From a distance, but no, they were lovely. But I wanted to say for all those people listening, one, thanks for listening. But two, this marks my 1 year anniversary at WGN.
Hey,
it marks my 1 year anniversary at WGN, and it's with the exact same producer and the exact same guest.
This is a tradition now.
Allison Lyon was my first guest. I was so scared. I didn't know what was happening, but Aubrey, the engineers, helped me immensely. I can't remember. I don't think you were in the newsroom.
I was not.
You were not. But you would have enjoyed it.
I'll tell you, a year is that's a long time in this business, isn't it?
I guess so. A year in this business is, it's been wonderful. I've learned a lot. I have a radio mentor. Nick DiGilio is the reason that I'm sitting here, and my mother, but also Nick DiGilio. I was a guest on his show for a long time. And then I said, hey, I would like to, I'd like to give this a shot. And they trusted that. And I'm so grateful for Todd Manley and Stephanie Menendez and the whole crew for welcoming me. But this is my 1 year anniversary. So I'm happy to be.
Congratulations.
That's
awesome.
Thank you. And I'm so glad it's with this crew and we're having our anniversary party. So not only is it Christmas, it's my anniversary. So
lots of reasons to celebrate tonight.
Yeah. And I'm just having a good night. So I just want to say just a little bit, but, you know, I know we're going to look. Dan Long is just going to tell me when to break. I'm going to trust it. And I just trust him. So, but I want to say something about Christmas dinner. Now, there were twins at my Christmas dinner.
There was a set of twins.
A set of twins. I guess twins is a set, right?
Indeed.
Indeed. Now, have you seen The Shining, everybody? Allison, have you seen The Shining?
I haven't been the same since I saw it.
Dan, have you seen The Shining?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don, have you seen The Shining?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so ever since I've... No, look, it's not twins' fault that they're twins. They didn't plan it. But, oh, man, I'm going to say it. There is something creepy about twins. What about Allison? Not all twins.
No, and the twins that were at Christmas... They are fraternal twins, so it wasn't quite as
The Shining.
It wasn't quite as Shining-ish, but it was. Yeah, there's something about twins. You know, they shared a womb.
Yep.
They.
Where's that coming from? That.
And you got.
Oh, it's the Shining.
You just gotta think. There's something about twins. There is something there, Jen. I think you're absolutely correct. I find them fascinating.
I find them scary because I think, and we were talking about this off air, by the way, I love the music.
Yeah.
We were saying that there's this thing with twins where I think that they can communicate telepathically and they're plotting against everybody. Mm. Like, we're going to get her. And the twins that were at my, they're beautiful 5-year-olds, but they're twins. That's all I'm saying. And I feel like they don't trust me, or they just stick together.
They share something that none of us. They shared a womb.
They share.
You know what I mean?
And really, nobody's supposed to share a womb. There's not a lot of room in a womb.
No, not a lot of room in a womb.
Not a lot of room in a womb.
Absolutely.
That's my new. That's my new catchphrase.
Wow.
So anyway, they were lovely. But that's all I'm saying is that there's something about twins. Call up if you are a twin, if you know twins that are special in some way, or if you think they can communicate. It's 312-981-7200. Did you have twins at your Christmas dinner? And was it a little bit freaky? Or are you a twin and you're like, listen, Jen B., lay off the twins. You know what I'm saying? We're just people, too. You know what I mean? We're just two people.
Yeah, two people who shared a womb.
Yeah, see? I don't know. I don't know. All right. Well, on that note, Merry Christmas. And we'll be back. We're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to get into what is beauty inside and out with expert Allison Lyon. This is Jen B. on WGN 720 AM. Good evening. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. This is Jen B on WGN 720 AM. And I believe, right, I'm covering for the great Patty V. The Patty V Pretty Late Show. I think she's off being amazing and glamorous. I believe she was traveling and went to a large theme park. So good for her. Hope she had a tremendous time. I like Patty Vasquez. She's another one of my radio heroes here at WGN, and I'm happy to be filling in for her. She will be back. Do not fear. But tonight, I am here, and I am grateful to be here. It's my 1 year anniversary at WGN. I have learned a tremendous amount. It has been so much fun. I'm grateful. I love the city of Chicago, and I'm happy to be on a station that also loves the city of Chicago. Give us a call, 312-981-7200. Let us know if you had an amazing Christmas, a mediocre Christmas, a not-so-good Christmas. It's all okay. We love you, whatever happened to you tonight. Or if you want to talk about twins, or if you have questions coming up, I'll explain what's happening here with Allison Lyon. But if you have questions for an inside and out beauty expert, we'll take those too. I'll explain more right now. So, like I said, to my right is the amazing Allison Lyon, and she's an inside and out beauty expert. Allison has worked as a makeup artist for major retail brands and for print, video, TV, and film. She studied at Makeup First Chicago and was a featured on-camera beauty expert at RMG Mall Media. Allison is also a Yoga Alliance certified yoga instructor who completed her 200-hour training through Reflections Yoga and is Reiki 1 certified. She has been a featured guest speaker at the Heartland Spa on the subject of beauty inside and out and has taught vinyasa yoga and meditation as a volunteer in Chicago and Costa Rica. In addition, Allison has a background in fine and performing arts and education. You can see her makeup work at Allison, A-L-Y-S-O-N, heartsfaces.com, and everything else at allisonlyon.net. That's A-L-Y-S-O-N-L-Y-O-N.net. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Jen. It is great to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here.
I love being here. This is amazing. We're right here on Michigan Avenue.
I know.
It's Christmas. We saw a set of twins.
We saw twins. We saw, what else went on? Just really quickly, recap of our Christmas. So we saw twins. We ate. Okay. There was a tremendous amount of food, as there tends to be. And when I asked you off the air, like, Allison, what was your favorite food?
Yes.
You couldn't even decide.
That cream spinach was off the hook.
Okay. And you love spinach too.
I love spinach. I put
it on
everything.
We'll talk about it later.
We
will. Because we're really going to focus in on wellness.
It's the key.
So there was a ton of food.
Tons of food.
Do you feel like you were satiated? You overdid it or what?
Oh, I overdid it a little bit.
Who doesn't overdo it?
You got to. It's a feast. That's right. What you do at a feast. You don't just pick at your food.
No.
You feast at a feast. Hence the name feast.
Right.
Feast at a feast.
I see how that's going on.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was great. The food was great. There were wonderful people there.
I had a good time.
Yeah.
I hope you guys out there had a good time. You know, we're at 312-981-7200. You can call and text. We want to know what's going on with you, how you've been. And right now, we're going to talk about beauty inside and out. And so when we say that, it sounds like a beautiful term.
Yeah.
You know, you think, oh, beauty inside and out. I want that.
Yes.
But really, tell us what that means to you.
To me, beauty, you know, I'm working in makeup and I also do all this other stuff with wellness and creating balance in your life. And I think that's ultimately what it is creating balance. And so beauty inside and out, it's an inside out job.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the more that you feel, you know, in harmony with yourself, the better you're going to look. The more you're going to project peace and harmony and love and all those good things that we associate with beauty. So it's not just like, oh, you have, you know.
Right. So I think a lot of times people think of, when we think of beauty, a lot of times we just look at the outside picture.
Yes.
Oh, she looks thin or her skin is, quote, clear or she's tall or whatever it is. But you're saying, we might be doing it wrong.
I'm saying it's an inside out job, and I'm saying you got to start with the inside. I think that's, you can work on both simultaneously, but really feeling centered, feeling at peace, having good health, that's like first and foremost. And then the rest to me is decoration.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you, okay. Because, yeah, in terms of your bio and stuff, you clearly have expertise in both. So it's not just like you are someone who works on people's faces and how to be more, quote, pretty. You know what I mean?
Right.
You are much more interested in the whole package.
Absolutely. I mean, I can do that. I can come in. You tell me you want a smoky eye. Let's do that smoky eye. You know, you show me a picture of Kim Kardashian. Okay. We'll do that. We'll bang that out for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you run a really, like, find your own style and find your own sense of beauty, then there's a little bit more to it. Yeah.
Right. And so, okay, if someone wants to develop inner beauty? Because I do. I mean, there are times, especially the holidays, especially, but just all the time in life, you know, and I like this idea of starting on the inside.
Yes.
So let's say I'm feeling like not so good on the inside.
Yeah.
How is it? What are some things that I can do to achieve, you know, balance on the inside? What do I do, Allison Lyon?
All right. Well, there's a lot of things you can do.
Okay.
And first and foremost, I think taking inventory with yourself and saying, like, how do I feel? Okay. If you're someone who feels, I don't feel so good, like you're saying, you don't feel so good on the inside. The holidays were stressful.
Right.
You feel out of balance. You feel like you're stressed and, you know, work and family and all these things. And when's my next vacation? I don't know, you know.
Right.
Okay. So take a moment. Take a deep breath. Deep breaths are key to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And start working on some things. So that might mean, you start a practice, like, let's say you say, you know what, I'm going to spend 10 minutes in the morning journaling.
Oh.
And journaling for me is a big thing. I know a lot of people are like, I hate to write. Okay.
Yeah, people are like, I hate writing things down.
But that's just one idea.
But I do notice, we were talking about journaling off the air, and I do notice that whether it's a list even, or journaling, or just getting stuff down on paper, there's something about seeing my writing and holding a piece of paper that has sort of the written word on it that I have something, a goal or something I want to do. It does make a difference.
It really does. Yeah. So I'm saying take some inventory. You know, sit down with yourself, take some inventory. What is it that's bothering me right now? What do I feel like I could work on in my life? And if you're like, you know what, I don't exercise enough. Okay, so maybe that's a place to start, and start very small. I'm a big fan of starting really small. So you say, you know what, this week I'm going to walk one day for a half an hour. I'm going to commit to that. And you do that one small thing, and, you know, honor your word. That always makes you feel better.
Right.
When you do what you say you're going to do. So start small.
So, okay, because I think, and I, myself included, there's a lot of people that tend to be like, I'm going to do it all.
Yeah.
Especially at the beginning of a new year.
It's kind of the best, though. I love that big wish.
It's like, a great wish. Like I'm going to change it. I'm going to.
This is the year. Yeah. This is the year. Everything happens for me.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I'm going to, you know, lose 50 pounds and get, you know, make $1 million.
Yes.
And, I'll never have a gray hair again, and I'll learn how to ride a hoverboard.
I love that vibe, though. I love that vibe of, like, anything's possible, everything's possible.
Yeah.
It's the beginning.
All right. Speaking of beginning, we're going to start at the beginning when we come back from this break. Do you like that segue?
I like how you did that, Jen.
We're going to take a break. This is Jen B on WGN 720 AM. Good evening, everybody. This is Jen B. I'm in for Patty V tonight, Christmas night. We've still got about 25 minutes left of Christmas night. And I'm happy to be here. It's my one-year anniversary at WGN. And I'm here with Allison Lyon and Dan Long, who were both here my first night. So I feel like we're reunited and it feels so good.
This is a reunion.
It's a reunion of sorts. And we're talking beauty inside and out. And before the break, oh, by the way, if you would like to call, we'd love to have your calls if you're so inclined. If you have a question about how maybe to find balance inside or some tips for the outside to match the inside and vice versa, give us a call and you can ask Allison Lyon a question, 312-981-7200. You can also text to that number, 312-981-7200. So Allison, we were talking about little ways, starting small to change our insides and thus our outsides.
Yep.
So we were talking about taking a walk maybe once a week, starting real mellow and small.
Setting some real basic goals for yourself. I mean, if fitness is one of your goals, okay, how can you start on a, you know, in a very small way that's achievable? So you don't end up getting down on yourself and giving up.
And not keeping your word. And then you get into I'll speak for myself. There's like this shame spiral that happens where it's like, oh, I said I was going to drink 8 glasses of water today and I had 2 glasses and 2 Coke Zeros. Okay, and then I'm like, well, forget it. And then I just get totally off track, and then that's no good.
No. But you know what? Interesting you say getting off track, because oddly enough, getting off track is part of getting on balance.
Oh.
I know that's very zen.
I know. Tell me more.
It's like part of balance is that you gotta get off a little bit. and then you get right back on, you know, as quickly as you can. And so for some people, maybe it takes a little bit of time to get back on balance, but it's part of the deal. It's part of knowing you're in balance is feeling that you're a little out of balance. And then, you know, getting some things in place that help you get in balance. So one thing everyone can do is definitely drink more water. You just feel better, you know?
Yeah.
Your organs work better. Your skin looks better.
I notice that I actually, if I drink enough water, I don't need as much caffeine.
Yeah, hey.
There's a balance there of like, I don't need it as much.
And oftentimes, you know, people mistake thirst for hunger. So if you drink enough water, you don't feel so hungry and you're not going to
grab a Twinkie.
Leave that Twinkie.
No offense to Twinkies, but.
And that pecan pie. Leave that alone.
Right.
You know what I mean? That was so delicious tonight. That was one of the best things there.
It was delicious.
Everything was delicious.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I feel like it's true. I think that if you are too hard on if I'm too hard on myself,
yep,
I get nothing done.
Here's the thing. One of the keys to cultivating beauty, I think, inside is to be kind to yourself.
Oh, what does that look like?
That means like not being hard on yourself.
Right.
Saying, you know what? I've done my best. I'm doing great. I did better than yesterday. Hey, I'm trying. I'm here. You know, positive self-talk. Do you know who Louise Hay is?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's on YouTube. She's the queen of positive affirmations. I know, you know, remember the Stuart Smalley guy?
Yeah.
They made a lot of fun
They make
of
fun of that.
Yeah, it's because it's kind of
on
hilarious.
On Saturday Night Live. Yeah, but it's. Yeah. I think her stuff has helped a lot of people.
Her stuff is amazing.
Look her up on the YouTubes if you'd like.
Yeah, Louise Hay. She just, there's 101 positive affirmations that she does on this. You can find it on YouTube. And it's just like one thing after another of just beautiful things to say, you know, to yourself, and that help you get in a great frame of mind and to be kind to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I've noticed anyway, as a culture, we can make fun of things that, like, we like to be hard on ourselves, and especially the Midwest.
Yeah.
Like, we're Midwesterners. We can take it.
That's
we
right.
have, you know, a terrible football team. We can take the suffering. And the thing is, I'm not sure being mean to ourselves actually pays off in any area of our life. So being really hard on myself is actually not going to help me at work.
Hey, listen to this. If you're kind to yourself, then there's more kindness in the world.
Oh, my.
You see how I'm doing this?
Yeah.
What I'm saying? I mean, it's small stuff, but it ends up being really big.
It's true. It's that whole thing of, and people, I mean, and this is sort of a generalization, but that pay it forward thing. It's like,
yes.
Treat yourself good. You're more apt to treat someone else good. And then they're more apt to treat someone else. I mean,
right.
it's a total domino effect.
Right. So it's like, well, you want to, you know, I work with so many women who want to be beautiful, who want to look youthful and radiant and all these kind of things. It's like, well, okay, let's start on the inside. You start with that. You feel beautiful. You feel great. You feel balanced. It's going to reflect.
So besides,
yeah.
So you said like YouTube has a lot of resources.
Oh, yeah.
And the internet. What other resources can you recommend to people if they really want to get more balance and feel better on the inside? Because we'll talk about the outside in a second, because that's, you know, fun too. But if someone besides YouTube, where can they go?
Here's an idea. If you're somebody and you want to set some goals for yourself in different areas, let's say it's either, you know, learning how to meditate, or maybe you want to get, get a new job.
Yeah, like more prosperity in your life.
Sure. Whatever your goals are for, let's say, 2016.
Right.
And you're having some trouble setting those. One thing you can do is get a couple friends together and say, hey, let's set some goals together. Mm. I'm going to say this to this group of people and we'll check in a month and see how the goal went. You know, because sometimes being, what's the word for that? You know, where you're...
If you're held accountable.
That's what I'm talking about,
right.
Jen.
Yeah.
When you're held accountable to other people,
right.
You are more likely to follow through.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, there's a difference in if you say to somebody, you know, okay, today I'm going, walking for 20 minutes and I'll let you know how that went. And they hold you accountable for it. I'm more apt to get myself out there
Absolutely.
On the trail, you know.
So if you're struggling on your own, making goals, you know, setting goals, achieving goals, Get some friends together. Get a goal group. You know what I mean? And then the other thing I was going to say, you know, if you're still having trouble with that kind of thing, maybe, and you feel like you got some really big things you want to tackle, you know, social workers. I'm a big fan of seeing social workers. And,
yeah, we were talking about this.
Getting professional help
right.
in any area you need help with.
I totally agree. We were talking off the air about, If there is something you need help with, whether it be financial, love life, career, whatever it is, go to the experts. I think a lot of people...
That's the best way to say it.
Go to the experts. That's what they're there for, whether it's you as a makeup artist or a health and wellness person, whether it's a yoga teacher, whether it's a trainer. If you can, I know resources can be tight, but there are people that work on sliding scales.
Absolutely.
There are all kinds of people. Get help. I mean, that's my main... I'm always telling people, you know, if you have trouble with taxes, go to a tax man. Don't ask, you know, don't try to figure it out yourself. Get the professional help.
That's so true. Right. Go to the experts.
Go to the experts.
I mean, if you need a new foundation, you know what? Go see a makeup artist. I think trying to pick out a foundation in a drugstore, it's just, it's a black hole of insanity. You know what I mean?
So this leads us to the outside.
Yeah,
now, right?
Let's talk about the outside.
Okay. So if speaking of foundation and makeup.
Oh, wait. I want to say one thing about something you can do for the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Which is throw spinach on everything.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about you love spinach.
I love spinach. It's a great green. There's so many nutrients in spinach. Kale as well. But I feel like spinach goes great with everything.
So
let's say you're like, I have 5 minutes to make dinner. I'm going to make this lean cuisine, you know, or
whatever.
You know, whatever. Take two handfuls of spinach from a bag of organic spinach. Throw it in there. You know what I mean?
And you're done.
You're done. You're going to eat a piece of pizza? Throw a handful of spinach on it. Yeah, that's my jam.
It's like very simple
about.
Stuff, but it's
very
like
simple.
If we start simple, I think we have a better chance of sticking with it.
Yeah.
So we're at 312-981-7200. Do you have a question for Allison Lyon? We would love to hear from you. She knows what she's talking about. And we're talking here, and we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about the outside, about beauty on the outside. Which we've learned is directly proportionate to what's going on the inside.
Yeah.
If we feel healthy, if we feel balanced,
yes.
Then it's probably going to, what you're saying, right, is it's going to shine through. It's going to reflect.
Radiate,
okay.
Yeah.
It's going to reflect and we're going to, and people are going to notice and we're going to notice.
Yeah. It affects how you hold yourself, how you walk, how all your posture, you know, and the way that you're.
Present yourself.
Exactly.
To people. All right. So I guess my question is, I come to you as a makeup artist,
mm-hmm.
and I say, make me beautiful.
And I say, you already are.
Oh, you say that to everybody.
No, I don't.
Oh,
but I do feel that everybody does everyone has something beautiful about them. I do believe that. And so I would say, yes, I'd say you are beautiful to begin with. This is true. And then I'd say I would ask you some questions about your lifestyle and about what kind of look you want to achieve.
Tell me about the lifestyle questions. Like, what would you ask?
I would say, like, well, how much time do you want to spend on makeup? What's your daily routine? What are you doing for skincare? Because it really starts with having, you know, healthy skin. And there are some really simple things you can do for healthy skin. Having a good moisturizer, having a good cleanser.
And this is true for men and women.
For men and women. Very simple stuff.
Because my husband, Miles, who I talk a lot about on the air, I love him.
But he's a great man.
He's great. However, the man he'll be like, yeah. I'm like, do you ever put SPF on? And he's like, no, I just wash my face with Dial soap and call it a day. I'm like, oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone needs SPF moisturizer.
Absolutely.
I know I feel like we sound like some, you know, old biddies. But I mean, the point is, skin cancer is the number one form of cancer.
It is.
It's a very preventable.
And the other thing is that if you are concerned about the signs of aging and things like that, the sun is really, really can do a number on the skin in terms of, you know, damage. So
you'd ask me, what's your skincare routine?
Yep.
What's your lifestyle like? And how much time you have to put into your
appearance? And what kind of looks do you like? If you're someone like, I like to wear a smoky eye every day, I'd be like, great. Let me show you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, a smoky eye, people might not know. Kim Kardashian rocks a smoky eye.
She's made it pretty big.
So it's just this look around your eye that literally looks smoky, like coal, like a little charcoal-y. So when we talk smoky.
Like you're in a fog.
Like you're kind of in a fog. And she looks like she's beautiful. But so you would ask me, what kind of looks I want.
Yeah. What your motif is, you know, how much time you have. I work with a lot of people who are like, I have 5 minutes to get ready in the morning. And it's like, great. Okay. So here's three things you can do that are real quick and easy, and you're going to look amazing and feel great. And, you know, so I love the challenge of, you know, piecing together beauty routines for people.
Yeah.
You know, depending on what their needs are. It's a lot of fun.
And you personally,
yeah.
What do you find beautiful?
So many things. So many things. I find beauty in, you know, going down to the lake and like just looking over the lake. The lake's amazing, right? Nature. I love the ocean. I love so many things.
You love being outside.
Music, the creative process. You can find beauty almost in anything. Yeah.
Okay. Well, when we come back, I'm going to ask you the big cosmetic surgery question and your thoughts on surgery. We'll be right back with beauty expert, beauty inside and out expert, Allison Lyon. This is Jen B on WGN 720 AM. Good evening. This is so beautiful. This is Jen B. I'm filling in for Patty Vasquez here at WGN 720 AM. It's still Christmas night. It is. We got 10 more minutes or 9 more minutes. We welcome your calls. We welcome your texts. Tell us about Christmas. Tell us about whatever's going on with you. We are here to listen and maybe help, you know, do our best. 312-981-7200. I'm here with beauty inside and out expert, Allison Lyon. Dan Long, someone might want to have a question via text or something to say on this?
Yeah, I think from the 773, they're asking, how do I know how experienced the girl is? So I'm guessing Allison or just anybody, like an expert in general. Right. They've been considering going to see somebody. How do you know
That's a great question.
Because it's not a formal... there's not a formal, you know, degree or anything. How do you know how experienced somebody is that can evaluate something like that?
Okay. So about the inner and outer beauty, we'll just take it from here. We'll say, so what would you do in terms of checking someone's credentials in any?
I think you got to ask your friends, ask for referrals. You know, if you've gotten your makeup done by someone you love, ask but your friend has or whatever, ask your friend. You know, get some referrals. You can also just go to a line of makeup that you love and, you know, ask for, you know, the manager at the counter. Usually those people have the most experience, things like that. And I think in terms of, you know, a wellness expert, again, referrals are great.
I think for anything you're going to do, whether it's mechanic, car mm-hmm. mechanic, whether it's a yoga teacher, whether yep. it's, you know, whether it's a husband, you want to get referrals. Some referrals.
Yeah, some firsthand.
You want to, and you can also research people online, like
sure.
we were talking about, the interwebs.
The interwebs are,
is a great resource.
It's everything, you know.
And if they're a practitioner or someone that has a business, go to Yelp. I mean, those things are not always 100%, but it gives you a good idea of who's who and what's what.
I like that I was referred to as the girl. You know what I mean? Like, that's great. I love that. How do we know the girl is legit? And the question is, I mean, the answer to that question is, well, you know, I've been working in makeup for over 6 yeah. years. I studied. I have
yeah.
credentials.
She's got credentials. Believe me, she's done many wonderful things. But I do think it's good to highlight, like, when you are going to seek a practitioner, to ask them questions. Just like you said, if I went to you for makeup, you'd ask me questions. If you're going to see someone, whether it's for your makeup or whether it's a teacher of some kind, any practice, ask them questions. Say,
absolutely.
How long have you been doing this? How long, you know, and that's...
Get a feel for them.
Yes.
That's the thing. Everybody's going to, you know, work differently with different people. So you want to find the person who's right for you.
Yeah.
Who's going to really address your needs.
And that brings us to,
yes.
speaking of addressing people's needs, what
yes.
if someone comes to you? Because mm-hmm. I bet this has happened, because I know this has happened because you've told me. But someone comes to you and says, you know, I just want to get plastic surgery.
What do I say?
Yeah. And you told me, so I know this has happened, that beautiful women come to you and say this, have said this.
Well, they'll complain this. They'll say, I don't like this about my face, or I feel like I look so old and I'm thinking about surgery. What do you think? And I never, ever, ever, ever say, go get surgery.
Right.
That's just not in my personal, that's not what I'm going to suggest. You know what I mean? I'm going to say, think of 1,000 things that you can do to feel better, and do those things, and and then ask that question again. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just think it's such a it can go awry.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? And then where are you? You know, where are you? And it's, I just,
it's not undoable. You can't undo it.
No.
It's undoable.
It's undoable. Like that, there's, so I think it's dicey because I think some people think it's going to be a quick fix, but I think there's so many other ways that you can feel better about how you look. And again, like we said, there's so much you can do internally, so many practices you can do to feel more centered, feel more balanced, you know, just feel better in general. And then that's going to reflect on the outside. And then maybe you're not so focused on,
interesting,
you know, on the frown lines.
Interesting. Or maybe you have a different focus. Like maybe your focus shifts from how can I look perfect to how can I feel great and have a good life?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly. Instead of harping on the things that are your imperfections, you know, seeing a larger picture. And seeing your happiness is part of it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
Well, thanks, Jen.
Yeah. And well, since somebody asked, I want to know, how did you make this journey from, because you do many things. I don't know if you feel okay talking about this,
yeah.
But I just want to ask you, like, what was your journey from career-wise, you know, how did you get to this place where you would like to help others achieve inner and outer beauty?
It's interesting. You know, I started out as a performer, and I thought that's, you know, as an actor and a comedian. And I thought, you know, oh, that's what I'm going to do with my life. But it was interesting because that's where I really learned a lot about makeup to begin with, was as a performer. And then found all these wellness practices that just helped me personally. And then, you know, to put the two together, you know, so really everything started for me as a performer, and then it went into wellness and makeup and combining the two. And, you know, I mean, right now I'm working primarily as a makeup artist. And then, like I said, I volunteer teaching yoga, and it's just a passion, you know, it's just a passion, and you follow the passion, and sometimes that becomes your job for a while.
Exactly.
You know, and I don't know what's next. I don't know what 2016 holds for me in terms of, you know, setting my own goals.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say that I do want to cultivate even more peace, internal peace, because the more peace you have, the more peace there is.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree. And if people want to contact you, are you open to that?
Yeah.
For makeup?
Any questions?
Great.
Sure. If you need any suggestions for resources or ideas about, you know, setting goals, things like that. Sure, you can email me at allisonheartsfaces@gmail.com. That's ALYSON, hearts, as in like a heart, heartsfaces@gmail.com.
I have had a lovely time with you, not just in the studio, but at my home Christmas.
With the twins.
I think we're going to take a break. We're going to say goodbye to the glorious Allison Lyon. You guys, look her up. She knows what she's talking about. She's stunning on the outside and on the inside.
Thank you so much, Jen. Thank you for having me here, and happy anniversary to you.
Thank you, and Merry Mary.
The merriest Christmas ever.
Aw, thank you. Good morning. It's Jen B, and I'm filling in for the lovely Patty Vasquez. She will be back, but tonight, or this morning, I should say, as Roger said, it's just now morning. Good morning. This is Jen B on WGN 720 AM. Our number is 312-981-7200. You can call or text at that number. We're going to talk about the weirdest Christmas traditions in the world. And I wanted to talk about this because we were talking, I was on Tuesday with Mark Harmon, and we were talking about what people do with their families, where they go, what are their traditions, is there a relative that they were looking, we were talking about basically disasters too, like holiday disasters, and or holiday party disasters. And that got me thinking about what do people, because I was thinking about like all this family stuff. And I was like, what do people all over the world in different parts of the world do for Christmas, or that country's version of Christmas? Because I was like, you know, there's got to be stuff that goes on that we have no idea about, or that at least I had no idea about. So I was thinking about the weirdest Christmas traditions in the world. And I was wondering if you guys, we'll read about some, if you guys have weird Christmas traditions. 312-981-7200. Call and let us know if you do any weird stuff, or text us for Christmas that maybe other people are like, wait a minute, why are you doing X, Y, and Z? But you're like, no, that is our Christmas tradition. So I mentioned it on Tuesday night, but one of the things, my mom was from Colombia, and she came to this country when she was 14. And anyway, she, lovely lady, but she loved to hate Christmas. So she wanted Christmas to be fantastic. She wanted it to just be beautiful, but she hated doing everything associated with Christmas. So one of the things that would happen would be when we would decorate our tree. You know, there's all this, you can call in and let me know if you have this trouble, but the lights always get tangled, right? You can never figure out those lights. I don't know how they make them, but Dan Long, have you ever had a light? Have you ever decorated your own Christmas tree? Or
no,
helped your parents?
But yeah, I did when I was, okay. You know, when I was a kid.
Now, what is the deal with those lights? Did you have a light issue, or did your family have a way of putting them back so that you could figure them out the next year? Because for me, it was insanity.
Yeah, no, it was basically just put them in the box and cross your fingers.
Right.
Till next year.
Yeah, yeah. Cross your fingers and hope for the best. So, yeah, I just, for us, what would happen would be we'd open the box where we had just thrown everything in last year, and we would start to try to decorate the tree. Now, my mother had a mouth like a sailor. I would never repeat on the air what she said, but she would begin to curse wildly, and inevitably the lights would end up being thrown across the room, and my sister and my father and I would sit there, and in the height of the craziness, when my mom was just getting nuts, my father would begin to sing, "It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas." And we would know that the Christmas season was underway. And, you know, they stayed married, shockingly. But that was our sort of our weird Christmas tradition. What are yours? 312-981-7200. Someone was telling me they celebrate Christmas the day after. So today, they do their Christmas, and it started as a tradition because their dad always had to work the shift, the Christmas shift, so they would celebrate it on the 26th. It's a little weird, right, Dan? A little weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Then when do they celebrate Boxing Day on the 27th then?
Is Boxing Day on the 26th?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. What is Boxing
Day? I think it's a.
I don't know. If you guys know what Boxing Day is, please call
it. It's Canadian, right?
Oh.
And if you're taking stuff back to stores, especially in the olden days, they would have to rebox it. Is that it? That's just a shot in the dark on
if
my part.
If that's not it and you came up with that, that is the most fantastic thing I've ever heard. But yeah, I mean, it makes sense. So do you know what Boxing Day is? 312-981-7200, because I sure don't. But so that was our kind of our weird holiday tradition, was that my mother would lose her mind and we would all end up fighting. So that was our tradition. But we did get the lights up on the tree.
By the way, I took 2 seconds to look it up. I'm not even close.
Oh, but Dan Long, that's a fantastic Boxing Day definition. What really is it?
It's a holiday traditionally celebrated the day following Christmas. That I got right.
Yeah.
When servants and tradesmen would receive gifts known as a Christmas box from their bosses or employers.
Oh.
Okay. Pretty general.
That's real general. I think yours I like better. I like your definition better, Dan Long. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about weirdest Christmas traditions. Mine was my mother losing her mind and my father singing Christmas songs to try to really it made her more mad. So there you go. So let us know what your weird Christmas traditions are, even though today is officially Boxing Day. We're talking about recap of last night and what you did, if you celebrate the holiday. If you don't celebrate Christmas, let us know what you did, too. Did you do anything fantastic? Did you do something really exciting? So the weirdest Christmas traditions in the world, and this is by Carol Cusack. It says, Christmas has become a cultural event associated with the giving of gifts and lavish meals with friends and family. But the traditional understanding of Christmas is that it's a Christian celebration of the birth of Jesus. And it talks about how it started, you know, the Bible. And then it goes on to talk about different ways that people... people celebrate Christmas. Oh, we have a Boxing Day Australia. Okay, let's talk to Ted. Ted, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you, Ted?
Hi. The big way of a big event on Boxing Day in Australia, particularly up in Sydney, is there's a very big sailboat race from Sydney to Hobart that's down in Tasmania.
Oh.
And that's a, you know, it's a few hundred miles in a few days. And the race starts in the Sydney Harbor, and, of course, the first phase then is to get out of the harbor, and you've got all these sailboats lined up, and they've got to go out the narrow entrance.
Oh, do they crash, Ted?
Oh, yeah, they bump everything else now and then.
Did you live in
Australia?
It's a
really beautiful event. I did for a few years, yeah.
How did you, did they celebrate, I mean, you know, forgive my ignorance, but do they do Christmas on the 25th?
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah. So they do Christmas. It's the regular Christmas. And then they celebrate.
You celebrate. There'll be barbecue on the beach.
Oh, that's
remember,
right, because it's their
season.
Right, that's their summer.
Yeah.
It's their summer.
Christmas trees and everything else.
Oh, and then the next day is Boxing Day. So they start out in the Sydney Harbour. Is that where the beautiful opera house is? Or am
yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And then they would go through and ends up in Tasmania.
Yeah.
Did you watch? I mean, you can't watch the whole thing because
we watched the start because we were fortunate to have a house right on the harbor and could watch from our roof deck.
That's fantastic. So that's what they do in Boxing Day in Australia. Yeah. And you, how long did you live there?
Oh, almost 4 years.
Did you like it?
Oh, very nice. Yeah, great people. They're marvelous people.
Oh, well, thanks for calling in, Ted. Did you have a nice night yesterday?
Oh, yes. Nice and quiet.
Nice and quiet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wish you, wish you a merry Boxing Day. Happy Boxing Day.
Right, yeah.
All right.
You
thank
too.
You.
Right. Bye.
Bye. So that's interesting. So we got Boxing Day in Australia where they have a big sailboat race. I've never seen a sailboat race. And in my brain, it seems like it would be really, slow, but he's saying there's bumping and all kinds of stuff. I don't know. It sounded interesting. So we're talking now about, we're going to get into some of the weirdest Christmas traditions all over the world. I don't know if the sailboat race qualifies as a weird tradition. It's not weird. The ones that I'm going to read to you are weird. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to continue with this. And then we're going to have another guest on the phone in a little bit. But I want you guys to call in like Ted did and just talk about what you did for Christmas or what Boxing Day means to you, I guess. 312-981-7200. This is Jen B on WGN 720 AM.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight with...
Good morning. This is Jen B, and I'm filling in here for Patty V on WGN 720 AM. Our call and text number is 312-981-7200. You can call and text us. I want to know what you did last night. That sounds like I want to know what you did last summer, but I also want to know what you did last night or yesterday that was fun, weird, exciting. Please give us a call or text. And we're talking weird Christmas traditions. And Roger Badish, are you there? Are you there, Roger? I caught you off guard. I'm so sorry. I can't hear you, Roger. I don't know. He's saying something. That's okay. We'll get him. Dan's coming to fix it. But anyway, so I wanted to just talk about weird traditions. And we were talking about how, you know, technically it was considered a Christian holiday and, you know, talking about the Bible and stuff like that. But, Roger, are you there? Oh, we still can't hear him. All right. So here we're going to, two famous stories are told. And this is Santa Claus. So people are like, where does Santa come from? The figure of Santa Claus, the jolly bringer of presents to good children, is derived from St. Nicholas, a 4th century Christian bishop of Myra. I don't know what that is. Okay.
I think you got me.
Oh, there he is. Hi, Roger.
Hello,
Jen. I don't know what I did, but I'm glad you're...
I think it was me.
Oh, okay.
I think it was me.
That's all right.
I was pressing one button and not looking at the other.
That's okay. I'm happy you're here. Nice to see you.
Very happy to be here.
Good to see you twice in a week.
That's right.
So tell me, what did you do last night and yesterday to celebrate?
Well, last night I was working here.
Oh, you were?
I was here, so I rung in the Christmas Day,
okay,
along with a close friend of mine, Archbishop Supich.
Yes.
because we were broadcasting Midnight Mass.
Right.
So I did that and went home and celebrated a morning walk with Rufus.
You have a dog named Rufus?
Yes, I do.
That's
Rufus
great...
T. Firefly.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Can you explain? Please, I'm serious.
It's a, we were trying to decide what he looked like or who he looked like.
Okay.
Who did he remind us of when we bought him over at the shelter?
Okay.
I don't know. It just, he just kind of looked like Rufus T. Firefly from the movie, Marx Brothers movie.
Oh, the Marx. Yeah. I knew it sounded familiar. Okay. So that's where you got that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Rufus T. Firefly. So you took a walk, an early morning walk?
An early morning walk. It was
did
very
you sleep?
Nice and quiet. I did go to sleep.
Oh, good.
Got up when our upstairs neighbors decided to play some very un-Christmassy music with a very heavy beat.
That's their weird Christmas tradition.
Yeah, very weird. It wasn't mine. It was theirs.
No, it was theirs, but it was yours by default
by
since
default,
you live downstairs.
Right. So, and then our son and my wife started banging around in the kitchen with getting the Christmas dinner ready.
Okay.
I stayed out of their way. That was a very important job.
No, I'm telling you, Roger, I hosted 14 people tonight before I came over.
Oh, my goodness.
And one of the best things people can do is stay out of the way.
Exactly.
You did right.
Yeah. I was called in for the table.
Oh, to set it up?
Well, we have an expanding table, so
we had to go
get the leaves.
Oh, those are heavy.
You know, the inserts.
Mm-hmm.
And the inserts were in a place where nobody could get to them.
Oh.
So being my very flexible, arthritic self, I helped our son get those out.
Yeah.
Then I got the chairs out of the same location. And our son said, well, you don't need that many. The table doesn't need to be that big. It's only the...
How many?
Six of us.
Okay.
And I said, well, you know, there's food, too.
Yeah. Usually the food takes up a lot of room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where are you going to put all the food?
Absolutely.
So perfect. Everything fit fine. We got the chairs out. Nice tablecloth. I bought a beautiful tablecloth last week in the store, and we opened it up today and put it on. It was too small.
I hate when that is the worst, when the table's sticking out under the table.
Mm-hmm.
You can't use it.
Right. Well, we did because I somehow remembered we had an old plastic Christmas tablecloth.
And you put it underneath.
There you go, and this
Roger
beautiful decoration. Oh, I got the style.
You
I'm
know
telling
what's
you.
Going on.
Yeah. And then I went back and got out of everyone's way.
But then you came back to the table to eat, I'm assuming.
Well, of course.
Of course.
Then I went and napped again.
Good for you. You've been working a lot lately.
You know, it takes a lot walking from the bed back to the table, from the table back to the bed.
No, but you are here a lot lately, aren't you?
But I like working.
No, work is amazing.
Yeah, I like working.
And you do a good job at what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So do you.
Oh, well,
and it's good
you.
To have you on so much.
Thank you. I love being here. Yeah. This is my 1 year anniversary.
That's so I heard.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
I'm having a good time. So do you have any other weird, do you guys do anything odd for Christmas? Because like my mom screaming at my father, that was our weird Christmas.
We get together. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Do you have any like stuff that only the Badishes do?
Well... We used to, or I should say I used to, and that was with the presents with the kids. It was a long time ago, and I think other people do it.
Which is?
Well, I didn't wrap the kids' presents.
Wait.
Santa doesn't wrap presents. He doesn't have time. They're too busy making the toys.
That's fantastic.
And Santa also makes toys that has batteries. He doesn't say, well, here's a toy. Now you go to the store and get batteries. So all the toys were laid out. They were all put together. They all had batteries so the kids could run right in and see it and just start playing with it.
Wow.
So we didn't deal with the, ooh, let's not rip the paper. No,
well,
we didn't deal with
that. I've learned, too, is that when you think about it, it is strange how much paper we go through,
mm-hmm.
how much trash mm-hmm. there is.
Yeah.
I'm just dumbfounded. So we're talking about Christmas traditions, what you did yesterday, what you plan to do for today, which is Boxing Day.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I left my gloves at home.
I wish I had Nick D's high hat situation. Okay, look, in the Middle Ages, Boxing Day, December 26th, became a holiday. Dan, this is like you. This is better. Dan was right. He was talking about this. Boxing Day, December 26th, became a holiday when masters gave their apprentices and other employees boxes, that is, gifts. So gifts came in boxes, and that's why. So I think this Boxing Day situation has different meanings in different places. That's all I'm saying.
Interesting.
Because someone told me in Canada it does actually have to do with boxing. So now I'm very confused. So someone call and tell us what's the what. 312-981-7200. Do you do weird stuff? Do you celebrate Boxing Day? Because I don't know. All right. But here's the thing about Santa Claus. OK, so he's derived from St. Nicholas, a 4th century Christian bishop of Myra. Do you know, Roger, what Myra is?
I've never heard of the Myra before. Unless it was some
I think it's
cult.
A place. No.
Oh, really? I don't know. Maybe it's a cult gathering. Okay. I don't know.
OK. So here's the thing. Two famous stories are told of the Christian bishop of Myra that associate him with gifts and children. Now, this is not happy stuff, I gotta be honest. He rescued three girls from a life of prostitution by giving their father three bags of gold for their dowries. Okay, I mean, that scares me.
Yeah.
Two, he brought back to life three young boys who had been murdered and pickled by an evil innkeeper.
What, pickled?
Yeah, I don't know.
Put in brine?
I don't know. So this is where Santa Claus comes, and I'm hoping, you know, it's pretty early in the morning, so I'm assuming children aren't listening, but I hope they aren't. So
right.
Santa Claus has elves and reindeer as companions in general Western folklore, but in other traditions around the world, Santa's helpers are far less friendly. I don't know. I feel like the tradition Santa Claus, we've made him friendly, and I'm glad we have, because these stories that I was reading from around other places, he's kind of a mean guy.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a mean Santa.
Yeah, no one wants a grumpy Santa.
No. Nobody wants a grumpy Santa. So, okay. In the Netherlands, this is interesting. In the Netherlands, naughty kids are taken to Spain.
What?
So, I'll get into that in a second, because this is like I have in my hand here the sort of dark side of Christmas, which,
ooh,
yeah, I don't
be
know.
Be careful. Don't go to the dark side.
I don't want to go
you know?
To I want to stay towards the light, Caroline.
The light.
Okay. We'll come back. We're going to take a little break. We'll come back. This is Jen B on WGN 720 AM.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening in the lane? Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Good morning. This is Jen B here at WGN 720 AM. I'm filling in for the lovely and amazing Patty Vasquez, who will be back. However, I'm here this morning until 2 AM when Mark Carmen and Kevin Powell are filling in. I don't know why I always think his name is not Powell, but it. I believe.
Well, we have a couple of Kevins working here.
We do?
Yeah.
That's
there are a couple
it.
Of Kevins.
I don't know what's happening. Anyway, I'm here, and Dan Long is here, and Roger Badish is here, and we're talking about Christmas, but on the line, I'm switching gears a little bit to go back a little bit to what I was talking about with Beauty Inside and Out expert Allison Lyon was talking about, and that's beauty on the outside as well as on the inside. And I have on the line Sadia Rifai. Did I say that right?
You did.
Oh, my gosh. Perfect. I was practicing. Sadia, thank you so much for joining us. So Sadia Rafai has been an ensemble member at ATC since 2008. So she's an actress. Mm-hmm. And her credits include The Humans, the world premiere, The Amish Project, The Catholic Rep Doubt / Agnes of God, the original Grease, Welcome to Arroyos, many things. I mean, she's a great actress, and she's also a graduate of the school at Steppenwolf, which that school is fantastic. And she's been in movies. And she is the recipient of the Princess Grace Award in 2011. Congratulations. And
thank
the
you
reason
so much.
You're very welcome. And the welcome to the show. And thanks for talking with us.
Of course.
Okay. So here's the deal with Sadia. Now, we're Facebook friends, right? And we have never, I think I met you one time.
It was very brief.
At Black Box, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And I started noticing on Facebook and Instagram that Sadia has taken pictures that are fantastic. What caught my eye about these pictures is this. There are these pictures, as Allison and I were talking about, I don't know if you heard, but we were talking about the idea that the idea of outer beauty being this held to such high regard, a certain standard of beauty, you know? So you open a magazine, one of these fashion magazines, and there are these women who are beautiful. I don't think there's anything wrong with them, but they are... have pictures being taken of them in these absurd positions with weird props. And okay, so we see that. Now, what Sadia has done, ladies and gentlemen, is she takes pictures. You've got to see it. I mean, I know even though this is a radio show and I know you can't see pictures, ladies and gentlemen, we'll tell you how to go and see these pictures. So she recreates these model pictures. And basically what ends up happening is this hilarious photo fail. So like so I started noticing, I'm like, these are brilliant because I don't know whether you want it to or not, Sadia, but these are sort of saying something about our society and they're hilarious. So
I'm so glad you enjoy it.
So just so you guys know, I just want to say for people to go right this minute and look at them, what's your Instagram? How can they follow you? Look at your pictures on Instagram.
Well, I was really creepy because I just followed you on Instagram and I was like, I don't know if this is creepy that I'm doing.
No,
this.
I followed you. I followed you back. So can people look at your pictures right this second?
You can. Okay. It's S and then my last name, which is R-I, S as in Frank, A-I, the number 10. And that's the Instagram account.
Okay. So what she does is, so she will take like my most recent, I wanted to have you on because I just think these are brilliant. The most recent one that I loved is you'll have this beautiful sort of, but emaciated sort of model that had stars coming out of her mouth, like these random things. Like Roger Badish, are you there? Like,
yes,
have
I
you
am.
Seen these pictures of models doing very strange things?
No.
Okay, so
no.
But in fashion magazines, like, have you ever seen like a Tiffany's ad?
I've seen ads in fashion magazines, models standing there modeling stuff and acting like doing something like. Not every day, but making believe like it's an everyday thing. Like,
that's exactly what
it's every day when I light the star at the top of the Empire State Building in my evening gown.
Right. So, Roger, that's what she does. So she'll take these pictures. Sadia will take these pictures and she will sort of do the same thing that these models are doing, but in this hilarious fail way. I mean, you know how there's Pinterest fails and Facebook fails.
So she's lighting the star at the top of the Empire State Building, but in her Snoopy pajamas.
Yeah, and is about to fall down.
And about to fall okay.
So she does this, and they're hilarious. So again, her Instagram handle what is it again? S.
It's S.
As
and
in
then
Sam.
My last name.
Mm-hmm.
R-I-F. AI.
Okay.
The number 10.
Okay.
S-Rafi 10.
S-Rafi 10. You guys, and you can also go, you can go, I don't know how Facebook works, if you can see them on Facebook, probably not, unless they're friends of yours or something.
I think
You could probably see some even if you're not friends.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the I gotta look at this.
My family Googled me, and they were like, all these pictures came up.
Oh, fantastic.
Like, no. So
okay.
Give me the link again.
Okay, so it's her link is just S as in Sam.
Yeah.
R as in Robert.
Yeah.
I, F as in Frank.
Yeah.
AI 10 and Instagram. And yep. You can also just, yeah, you can also.
Oh, my gosh.
See what I mean, Roger?
Wait, is that, go look at oh my,
yeah.
She has little yes. eye things plastered all over her face.
Yes, so why don't you tell us, like, when did this start? When did this start where you decided to recreate these absurd model photos?
Well, as you were saying, I'm an actor, but I didn't, after doing The Humans, which was really fun and great, I wasn't getting a lot of work. I was doing a lot of auditions and, you know, you go into those audition rooms and everybody's like, you know, what are you doing next? And I was like, yeah, I got nothing, man. I don't know. I'm just hanging out. And so I wanted to feel creative. I do paintings and stuff and I paint Batman masks and I was like, I want to do something creative. And I
wait a minute, you paint Batman masks?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
If you scroll down on my Instagram, you'll see them.
Okay. All right. So you paint Batman masks, and so yeah. You wanted to feel creative, and then what?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I looked on Pinterest, and I was like, you know, sometimes on Pinterest there's like ways to improve your life, or
yes.
you know how to like. Detox your tongue and like all these things. And
yeah,
I was,
yeah, like tongue brushing and coconut oil pulling. Yes.
Yeah, there's all this stuff. I'm obsessed with this kind of stuff because I'm about to turn 35. Okay. And like as a woman who's about to turn 35, you're like, oh my God, I forgot to take calcium
right.
pills for like 9 years.
Right.
Everything's, you know, ending. And so I was looking at like makeup styles to make you look younger. And it was all this ridiculous stuff. And I thought, oh, my God, do they really think that a 35-year-old woman could, like, do some of this stuff with makeup and that it would look good?
Right. So it was like a challenge.
I was like, okay, Pinterest, let me show you what it looks like on a face that's, like, not 16. And
right.
That's how you're going to see what it really looks like.
Now, yeah, because
that's why it started.
What struck me about it is that it is sort of a blatant, God, it's hilarious on one hand. It's comedy. It's pure comedy, you guys. Go look at her Facebook and Google her.
Wait a minute. Is that dental floss wrapped around your face?
On it one is. Picture?
You got. Did you miss? I mean, come on.
No, you should see the model. That's how they do it. No,
I need to see the model, baby.
That's how I'm saying it. What I'm saying is that it points out the absurdity of the fashion and
yeah.
advertising industry. Not, I know everyone's got a job to do, but you're right. I'm 40 years old. And if I had that kind of situation, I'd look like I had dental floss wrapped around my face, you know, like a complete lunatic. I mean, these pictures, if you see, I saw one the other day. I kid you not. It was a naked woman who was probably looked very, very young. You know, I don't know. On top of a tiger that was like she was putting like a diamond necklace around a tiger's neck. And I thought, this is crazy.
Aww.
Like, this is crazy what we're doing here.
And the only reason that it's cute is because it's a really young,
right,
attractive girl.
Right. Which is very strange. Okay, so you decided, you're like, you saw these pictures on Pinterest and you were like, no, I'm going to actually try to recreate what they say to do to make us look young and beautiful. And you turn out with this comedy gold, right? So in terms of
is that a shoe in your hair or are you just happy to see me? I mean, come on.
Do you have a shoe in your hair?
No, that is a shoe. In my hair.
I see.
So tell us how you describe your photos, your photography. Like if someone what are you doing?
Yeah. I take two ridiculous pictures and I try to recreate it. And I try not to use any filters or anything. I did that when I first started. And then I was like, no, I'm not, you know, like it's not about it looking good. It's just about trying to be really authentic to it. Like I actually try to recreate it. And that's the ridiculousness of it, is that it's I'm actually recreating it so that it looks terrible. It shows just how ridiculous the photos really are.
Right.
And then I put them together so that you can see the photo that's the professional one and then mine right next to it.
The thing that I love too, yeah, is that you don't use filters. You're not apologizing. You're not trying. I mean, you're doing the thing, ladies and gentlemen, and you can look her up. Please, please look her up on Google. She's just fantastic. We'll give you the information again, but they're brilliant. But so I guess what I like is we spend so much time, at least I can say I do, because of the digital age of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and all these things, of trying at all times to look our best, to make the appearance.
Yes.
You know, we use those filters and we try to and the extreme is Photoshopping. You know what I mean? The Photoshopping. Mm-hmm. We try to appear perfect, and the big kicker is, right, there is no such thing. Doesn't exist.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm so guilty of this. Before I started doing these photos, I only wanted to post the best photos,
yes,
of myself,
yes,
where I looked the skinniest and that there were no wrinkles, and you know, I just like thought that everybody in my like Facebook world just needed to see like the absolute perfect me. And and then I was like, these photos really kind of freed me up, because I look hideous in some. Like, I look like, there are people who are like, oh my God, you went too far. This photo is horrendous.
You guys.
And I'm like,
yeah. You can't go too far with this, because I think you're making a point. So let me just tell everybody who we're talking to again. We are talking, yeah, to Sadia Rifai, and her name is spelled S-A-D-I-A-H, and her last name...
I-E-H.
Oh, I'm sorry, I-E-H.
And her
last name is Rifai, which is R-I-F-A-I. Sorry about that. So please find her and look at her photos. I just am in awe. So you take these photos. You are, what I like too is, as an actress, you are still, and there's something about, and I, you know, I'm an actor, and so I know there's something about wanting to, or being told, you know, not to age, or being told not to show your imperfections. And what I really like is you're sort of, you know, thumbing your nose at that and saying, no, like, this is me. This is me. This is who I look like. And it also, a lot of your personality comes through, because it's so funny that the fails are such fails. There's such Instagram fails that it's just brilliant. It's totally brilliant.
Thank you, Jen.
So I wanted to say, like, what would you like to convey? Like, what is the underlying message here that you would like to get across, you know, by taking these photos, besides it being fun? I think, like we touched on, there's an underlying real issue here.
Yeah, you know, it's weird, because like when I first started doing it, I wasn't doing it to kind of like make any sort of statement. And the first ones, I was just kind of having, you know, like I just picked like kind of weird makeup. It wasn't like anything too out there. And so I don't know, like, if I even, like, thought about it being a bigger message. But for me, it's freed me up to look as awful as possible. And I no longer care, like, what ex-boyfriends or, you know, my high school enemy thinks of me.
Right.
I'm no longer, like, filtering myself. I not to say I no longer care, but I don't know.
It's
the direction of my,
right. It's freed you up. It's freed you up. When we come back, I want to talk about how this might be expanding in terms of, things you want to do with these pictures. Can you stick around for a little bit?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We will be right back with Sadia Rifai, who's talking about her hilarious, Pinterest/Instagram fails. This is Jen B on WGN 720 AM. Good morning. This is Jen B. I'm filling in for Patty Vasquez here on WGN 720 AM. Happy to be here. It's Boxing Day. It's officially Boxing Day. And I am talking with Sadia Rifai, who has these amazing Pinterest fails / Instagram fails, and they are just amazing. And I want everyone to look her up and to find her, you know, just to really to find her. And we'll give you her information again. I'll let her give it because I keep messing it up every time I do it.
No worries.
Okay. So we were talking about these photos, and I guess, what has the reaction been to them is my question, because do people react all different kind of ways? Like you said, someone said, oh, my God, you went too far. Or, oh, my God. You know.
Yeah.
So what has the overall reaction been, and has it helped your acting career?
I'll say it has not helped my acting career. If anything, I've got called in less. But it's just been really fun. Like I got a large amount of you know, messages from different friends and people I didn't know in the community. I got messages from Japan and Mexico and
really
Russia, and yeah, people are like, oh my gosh, my friends and I look forward to these. And I was like, oh my gosh, if people are having fun with it, then I totally feel like this small little thing has like, you know, put a smile on somebody's face. That's all that.
I look forward to them, and I am like, I can't wait to see what Sadia does next. Like, I cannot wait. So, and then what do you want to do with them? Do you have any plans to like, because I said I want a coffee table book. I want you to do coffee. I would buy it in a heartbeat. So do you think there's any future in like expanding this endeavor? Because there's a lot of people that, you know, start out doing stuff on Facebook and Instagram that actually launch things into bigger projects. You know what I mean? Like a TV show of like how to do the best Instagram model fail. You know what I mean? Or something. I don't know. Do you have any plans?
I had a friend reach out to me from a publishing place. I used to go to college with him, and he was like, let's do a coffee table book. So exactly what you were saying. And so we're talking about it, and we'll kind of see what happens. I started doing videos with some friends, you know, acting friends.
I want to see them.
They're up on Facebook.
Oh, I think you did one with, did you do one with Audrey Francis?
I did one with Audrey.
She has been on this show, Audrey Francis, an amazing actress
and teacher.
Yeah, she's fantastic too. So you're doing videos.
Doing some videos, having some fun.
What are the videos about?
The videos are kind of like a take on me. I say that my name's Sadia, but she's kind of a woman trying to figure out herself in her, 30s.
Yes.
Take on me, and she's just trying to figure out life. She's kind of lonely, and she's trying to make 2016 count. And so I just take some of my friends, I use their real names, and then they are other people. Like Audrey was a personal trainer, and I just have some fun with it.
Wow, I think the thing that's really important too with this is, as actors and as creative people or just human beings, like when we aren't like the reason I wrote and did a solo show that went to New York. And the reason I did that was because I was like, wait a minute. I want to have some control over what I'm doing with my life, because I don't know if you agree, but like going into these audition rooms as actors and you are so at the mercy of the client and whatever, that it feels a little bit like crazy town, you know? And so when we our own artistic endeavors, we have control. We can control the message. I mean, once it's out there, it's out there. But I mean, there is a certain amount of ownership in doing your own projects. And I think it's just so wonderful that you are doing these. You know, I just think it's...
Yeah, I'm having so much fun. My brother actually was a big inspiration because he's part of a podcast called Hello from the Magic Tavern. He and two friends are on it. And they just do improv on it. They just improvise and have fun. And it's taken off, and it's like on all these lists of top 10, you know, podcasts of the year that aren't Serial. And,
right.
And it was a huge, you know, like he just brought on friends. And the host, Arnie Niekamp, was like, we're just going to bring on people from the community, and it's taken off. And I was like, oh my gosh, you can just have your friends on,
yes,
and have fun.
You
and,
really can.
You know, you don't lose any dignity.
No, I think
that
that's
Twizzlers
the
Twizzlers commercial,
right? You know? It's the future, I think, of media in some ways, is doing podcasting with people you love and doing these kind of projects that are that take off on the internet. So, again, why don't you tell us what your Instagram handle is?
Okay, it's S as in Sam, and then my last name R I F as in Frank A I the number 10. I also have the hashtag Doing It Like Models. So if you want to take
hashtag doing it like models,
doing it like models, you can see some pictures there as well.
Thank you so much for joining us. I
absolutely.
I am so happy. Good luck with everything you're doing. Hopefully, I'll meet you in person in a longer way next time. We'll have coffee and talk about how we're not perfect. Thank you so much, Sadia.
That sounds amazing. Thank you, Jen.
Thank
have a good
you.
One.
You too.
Bye bye.
Good morning. This is Jen B. I'm WGN 720 AM. And I am here filling in for the lovely Patty Vasquez here at WGN. And I'm happy to be here. And it's Boxing Day. So if you're tuning in on Boxing Day. We've had several definitions of Boxing Day. We've learned that in Australia, Boxing Day is mainly known for a huge sailboat race. Now, I don't know. Roger, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
have you been to Australia?
No, I have not. I'd love to go.
I would too. The problem is the flight is about 130 hours long.
No, that's not the problem.
What is the problem?
I can't afford it.
Oh. Well, for me, the problem, I'm not a good flyer.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Oh, see, I find ways to distract myself.
I am the worst fly. I'm getting better because I take a class, an online class that is taught by a pilot who's also a psychotherapist, Captain Tom.
And so
I tried to get him
on
the show. He was like,
"It helps you deal with your fear of flying, so to speak."
Yes.
Wow.
My New Year's, it leads into our discussion, my little discussion I'm going to have, and hopefully people will call in about making New Year's resolutions. But one of my New Year's resolutions is to let go of this fear of flying because I want to see the world.
Right.
And I took a train. I've taken trains across the country. And while it's cute and quaint, it's not cute after 30 hours.
On the train, right,
yeah.
Right.
So I'm trying to get over this fear. It's one of my resolutions is to really work with Captain Tom online, and you do these flight simulations thing, you know, those kind of things. And so that's my New Year's resolutions. Are you guys making New Year's resolutions? Call in at 312-981-7200. You can text as well. I want to know if you're starting to make those New Year's resolutions because we're coming up. We're coming up on the big night, and I want to know. So I guess my question for you, Dan and Roger, we'll start with Dan. Are you a New Year's resolution kind of a guy or no?
No, not at all.
No, you're like, no way. Why?
You know, I don't really have a reason. It's just nothing I ever got into.
Yeah.
Just kind of my nature is that I kind of self-analyze enough as it is, and I don't really want to get into
I can totally get
any
it.
More of that, you know?
You don't want to restrict and like really go get, like we were saying, like get down on yourself if you don't do it. It's just not something in your makeup. You just don't do them.
Yeah, it's never been productive for me to try and...
Yeah, what's for you? I totally get it. Some people are like, nope. What about you, Roger?
Yes, New Year's Day isn't a big deal to me. It doesn't signal anything except you got to change the date on your checks and stuff. That's seriously. I mean, when you're ready to make a change in your life, when you're ready to read more books, when you're ready to visit more people, when you're ready to lose weight, when you're ready to do stuff that you've never done before, that you've told yourself over and over again that you should be doing, or stop doing stuff that you've told yourself over and over you need to stop doing, right. When you're ready, you're ready.
Right,
and,
I agree.
And one day out of 365 is not going to be, you know, a make it or break it. It's a nice way to give yourself a starting point, But I could do a starting point on my birthday. I could do a starting point on the 14th of July.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to
me. I agree. I think when you're ready, you're ready. But I want to know what people, if people even are do these anymore or it's a big deal, let us know. Call us up or text at 312-981-7200 and let us know if you're getting into this whole New Year's resolution idea. And I was reading something and... it was in something called the Marquette magazine, and it says, big question, are New Year's resolutions a good idea? So there's an associate professor of psychology at Marquette University who's researched meaning making, among other areas, and here's his response. Of course it's a great idea to make New Year's resolutions. It's also a really bad idea. Bad because so many of our resolutions are not maintained, and this may lead to various forms of self-loathing for some people. But New Year's resolutions are essentially goals, and these can also increase a person's well-being because they force us to consider what we value most, and they help to structure our time. So the thing is, right, you guys, it's Roger, it's like more about if you want to set a goal, you mm-hmm. can do that at any time during the year. You don't need to wait or put the pressure on that one day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It depends on what your goal is.
Yeah.
If you're going to read a book a month,
yes.
then pick a month and start reading. If you're going to lose 10 pounds, one, make sure you're educated before you start doing it.
Oh.
Or else you will be triply, right. quadruply disappointed.
Right.
Because, ooh, I'm going to start exercising today. I broke a sweat. Why haven't I lost 10 pounds?
Right.
That's kind of unrealistic.
Yeah, I think that's the. You know? I think that's really important to know.
So there's some things you need to be educated about. You need to understand that if you want to lose 10 pounds and you spent the last 5 years putting those 10 pounds on, they're not going to come off overnight
right.
so or in a week or in a month
right.
or whatever. Be realistic.
Realistic
yeah.
goals versus these sweeping. Okay, we've yeah. got, let's hear. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
What happened here with social media? What's going on?
Well, about 2 weeks before Christmas last year, I had an incident on Facebook or Instagram. I don't one of those.
Right.
But I said, well, I'm just going to give it up for a while. And then I decided, well, I've never kept a resolution.
Right.
So in six more days, it'll be a year since I've used social media.
So,
no, I'm proud of myself for keeping something for a year.
So, no, you did it. And so was it really hard? Or you said people told you about stuff?
I mean, we'll be sitting having a beer or lunch or something. Somebody, you know, they always flash something on their phone. So it really hasn't paid off.
But you didn't do it.
I haven't gotten any verbal combat with anybody on there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's the – thanks for calling, Steve. Thanks so much. Yeah. I think that's the whole thing. These media things, like he's making a good point. The media is a great way to connect. And like we were talking about with Sadia, it's like you can reach out, but it also becomes addictive, right?
It becomes. It can be, sure.
I mean,
just like anything.
Right. And I think, but to stay in this day and age, to stay off social media for a whole year sounds.
That's pretty good.
Dan, could you do that?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. It'd be tough.
It'd be really tough, especially yeah. for people that are under the age. I mean, I'm 40, but even people that are like...
Yeah, people like my age,
no.
a whole portion of their presence...
Right, is social media.
Is, yeah, online.
And I get it. I mean, they grew up with that, right, Roger? So these kids, they love some social media. And I like it too, but man, these kids know about... Do you know what Snapchat is, Dan?
Yeah, I'm from... I don't use it,
oh.
but...
What is it? Do you know it's like little videos or something?
Yeah, short videos and pictures that, you know, supposedly you can only look at them for like a certain amount of time and then they go away.
Oh, where
but
do they
nothing
go?
Nothing ever really goes.
Right. I'm like, if
out in the ether somewhere.
I watch a lot of true crime, so I know they can find that stuff in the cloud. I know they can find it. So we're talking about who's making New Year's resolutions and who thinks they're a good idea and who thinks they're just, you know, whatever. 312-981-7200. My coworkers here, Dan and Rogers, are saying, nah, we're not making any because I mean, the points are good. One, it's just not in Dan's makeup because he's always self-reflective. So what's the point? And Roger sounds like feels like goals can be set and met in over time, and you can start at any time.
Yeah,
I think I agree. I think we set ourselves up. I mean, that's the whole thing about New Year's Eve too. I think there's so much hype about New Year's Eve. And I worked, it was interesting, I worked last New Year's Eve here, and I had more fun than I usually have on New Year's Eve. Because I, especially as I get older, I'm like, well, we made it. I'm not a big drinker, and it's a big drinking, you know, it's a big drinking, obviously, night. And so I had fun just working. I think the less pressure we can put on ourselves, the more fun our lives can be, and setting goals is different. So this gentleman goes on to say, there's a large area of scholarship known as goal psychology, and it examines the dynamics linking personality, behavior, and one's goals. Recent research in this area focus on personal strivings, various goals a person is trying to achieve in daily life. He has found that those with predominantly power-oriented personal strivings, such as advance my career, make more money, or control my family members, have relatively lower levels of life well-being. So, yeah, if your resolution is I will control my family members, I think you might be in trouble, and it leads to being less happy. So I think goals should be not so much make more money, advance my career, control my family members. What do you think about New Year's resolutions? Give us a call, 312-981-7200. We had a caller who was talking about they stayed off social media for a year. But here's the thing about that, too, is that if – yeah, everyone's always tagging you or telling you everything that's going on in social media. Are you really off social media? I'm not sure.
Well, he was off it. This was a question I wanted to ask him. Did he ever feel the desire to jump back on it at any time? And what did he do to resist?
Yeah.
Hearing, if you're not, how do I put it? If you don't have the device in hand.
Okay, like your phone is not in your hand.
Yeah, if you're not near a computer, if you're not using a computer, if you're not using your smartphone, you're staying away from social media, at least electronic social media. If you hear it from other people, it's just like talking over a water cooler.
Right.
So it's not really the same thing, because using a device can be addictive.
Yeah, I agree.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. There's studies that come out that, you know, we are, especially younger people, are clinically addicted to social media, which means that they, if they do not check it in a certain number of minutes, they go through a withdrawal period that is similar to withdrawing from caffeine or cigarettes. So we've got a problem on our hands that I think later down the road is actually going to be even greater. And I think the effects of this social media stuff. And on the other hand, a plug for social media, I think it's a great way. Like I'm 40. I'm older than a lot of people.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
I have reconnected with a lot of people on Facebook that I lost touch with. My high school years were not, let's say, fun. And so I didn't really communicate with a lot of people in high school. And so now I'm finding that these people are actually nice people, and I've made some real friendships. But they have moved from just the Facebook friendship to real life friendship. And I think that's the point, right, of this social media kind of people being afraid of it. It's like it can be very isolating. So I wonder if anyone else think they could. This is a good question. It's like, could you make it a year without being on social media,
without using the electronic social media? In other words, when you go on a computer, you can check. Well, no, email's the same thing, isn't it?
Do you think email counts as social media, Dan Long?
Yeah, that's the tough thing, is where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
Because I could not go without email. I mean,
especially if you're using like a business email.
Well, that's the thing. Or people, I mean, I got to be honest. I got hired over email. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, if
right.
I'm not checking my email, WGN hired me over email. And so, mm-hmm. I mean, I came in and had a meeting.
Well,
but
right.
I mean, the initial conversation started over email. So can you imagine if I'm not on email, I wouldn't have a job.
Right.
I wouldn't. So many things wouldn't happen. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Let's define social media.
Okay. Dan, what's social media?
Okay, so by let's, we mean me.
Yeah, we mean Dan. You're the youngest one. You're the youngest person.
You're more in touch with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can help out. So Facebook.
Right.
Instagram.
Twitter.
Yeah. Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And the email's a questionable one.
Texting.
Oh, I don't know if that. Oh.
Yeah, does that count?
I don't know.
Because if you're getting a job, if you want to be official, you're doing an email. You're not texting, hey, Bob, how's that job offer coming? No, I don't think that fits.
Yeah.
So I think texting is more social media
right.
than it is necessary business electronic contact.
Okay. I get it. I agree. You guys were talking about New Year's resolutions. Could you stay off of the social media for a year? We'll be back. We'll talk about that. We also have this... the most Googled people in 2015. I'm interested in that because I'm not on the list. We'll be back. This is Jen B on WGN 720 AM. Good morning, everybody. This is Jen B. I'm filling in for Patty Vasquez here at WGN 720 AM. We're rocking and rolling. It's Boxing Day. Boxing Day means many things to many countries, apparently. And we're talking about New Year's coming up, New Year's Eve and resolutions. And before we switch over to I was going to talk about Google searches. I just want to say that someone texted me on my phone here that their resolution was to never have a New Year's resolution again. And I thought, ha, ha, ha. However, it would be good if we just didn't put restraints on ourselves, like Roger was saying, in terms of having goals and meeting them. So my wish for you in terms of the New Year's resolutions, everybody, and myself, is that we just try to, you know, for lack of a better non-cheesy word, we just try to love our lives and move on. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. So this was really interesting. I was like, you know, who are we Googling? The most Googled people in 2015. This caught my eye because I Google a lot of people. I'm a Googler. So I will Google, someone will mention, because a lot of times what happens is someone will mention someone on WGN or my friend Nick DiGilio, and I'm like, I have no idea who that is. And then I will Google them. So this is probably how this happens, right? So someone hears something. And then we look it up and it says here, and this is the Houston Chronicle, Americans might complain about why she's famous, quote, but they also can't stop Googling the world's best known reality star, ladies and gentlemen, Kim Kardashian. She was the most searched for person in the United States in 2015, according to Time magazine. In fact, Kardashian was the most Googled person in 26 countries around the world, including far-flung destinations like France, Canada, and Boxing Day sailboats, Australia. So here's the thing. Google has now become and Googled is a verb, and we Google things. So I don't know who you guys are Googling, but this is who the world is Googling. So this caught me by surprise. The number one overall search on Google, number one, Lamar Odom. I don't really even know who that is. Does anyone know who that is?
Football player, if I'm not mistaken.
Ex-NBA player.
Oh, NBA.
He was dating one of the Kardashians.
Oh, Khloe.
And, yeah, he was at the Bunny Ranch, and he had, like, a bunch of strokes or something, and he was in rough shape for a while.
Wait, is the Bunny Ranch a brothel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this guy was a basketball, is he alive? Did he make
it? Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh, he made it. Okay,
he's recovered.
Good.
They claim, the story was that he had been doing... some substances and had a bad reaction.
Wow, that's scary. Okay, so he was the number one search, Lamar Odom.
But by connection,
yeah,
he's connected to
Kim Kardashian.
Thank you.
So she runs the world. I mean, let's be honest. Every media, she runs the media world. That's so strange
to
me.
Can I do a social media thing right now?
Sure.
SMH.
I don't even know what that means.
Shaking my head.
Oh.
I learned it from my students.
Okay, you're more hip than I am. Shaking my head. I never knew what that was. I thought it was something dirty. I'm glad now I know. All right. So the number one search in the world is Lamar Odom. Okay. The second search, the runner up,
mm-hmm.
Jurassic World.
Ooh.
Did you see this film?
Yeah.
Did you hear?
Right. I did not, no.
It was okay?
Right. Yeah, it was all right.
I have a friend in the film. I don't know who she plays. Her name is Judy Greer. She played the mom of a little boy. That's all I know.
All right.
Jurassic World. Okay, number three, American Sniper.
Film.
That's a film?
Yeah.
Oh, Nick
yeah.
would be so embarrassed of me.
It's a film, but it's a film about a real person.
All right. So it's a biopic, basically.
Yeah, based on a book.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a film about a person based on a book. All right. Yeah. All right. And number four, also connected to Kim Kardashian, Caitlyn Jenner. So let me tell you something. Kim Kardashian is connected to the number one search, the number four search, and her own search. She's the queen of the world. So Caitlyn Jenner was the number four. We all know about Caitlyn Jenner, and we don't need to go into that. I mean, Caitlyn Jenner provokes a whole world of stuff that I just think, you know, I'm just shocked that Kim Kardashian is filtered through this whole list. And number five, this is someone I do know about, Ronda Rousey, right? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Rousey? Okay. To me, she's controversial in that she was like this tough number one. And then didn't she get beat in like a second by someone else?
Beat bad.
I just don't understand.
By her, the next contender.
Oh.
So, yeah.
She's a real tough lady.
And there's going to be a rematch.
Okay. All right. So that's our searches. Now, I mean, you know, okay. I just feel old since that I don't know any of those. I didn't see those
movies. Those are the top searches for 2015, right?
Yep.
Well, the Odom thing was a big news story.
It was.
The search for him is not that he's Lamar Odom. The search was, it was a huge news story, plus the fact that he was in a brothel when he's dating a Kardashian, hanging with the Kardashians, and everything that was surrounding that story. So that was huge. That went on for a couple of weeks.
Right.
The Rousey thing, that was the big upset, so that was a huge story.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's nice to have the news perspective since I clearly am ignorant as to what's going on in the world. So that those were huge news stories. Obviously, Caitlyn Jenner was a huge news story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Major. And then Jurassic World was the big movie of the year up until Star Wars. It was the number one grossing movie to start out with. So that was a big, and it was over the summer.
This makes sense to Roger
Badish. Yeah.
All right. Good. I'm glad.
As a
newsman
thing. Yeah. I still don't understand the Kardashians.
Okay.
I can't. No.
I don't. Nobody does. They just. It's a phenomenon. Okay. We are going to take a little break, and then we will come back. This is Jen B on WGN 720 AM.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I love you. Have good cheer.
Good morning. This is Jen B. I'm filling in for Patty Vasquez. At 2 a.m., we've got Mark Harmon and Kevin Powell. I think Mark might come in a little early and chat with me. That's my friend. I like him. I like him a lot. This is Jen B. Like I said, our number is 312-981-7200. If you want to talk about New Year's resolutions or who you Googled, Mark Harmon's here.
Amazing. You said it and he's there. How is that?
And you know who he looked like coming in? Huh. Mark Ruffalo. Have you gotten that?
Ooh.
Oh, you're not even on a mic. Sorry.
No.
I'll give him time to
sit
down.
Like Mark,
I have
he
never
does.
Gotten Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo or Ruffalo?
Ruffalo.
The Ruff Daddy.
Ruff.
The Hulk.
Ruff Daddy Dizzle. Hi, Jen.
Hi. I'm so glad to see you.
Good to see you too. Hi, Raj.
Hey, big guy.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, yeah. we're
you don't have a producer?
No, I'm running. No, there he is.
There he is, downtown Danny Long, my man.
Downtown Danny Long, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Where are you coming from?
I saw Star Wars.
Oh, we were talking about that.
Yeah, don't say nothing.
No, he won't.
That's your rules. When they give me the mic,
he's playing Carmen rules. Okay.
Okay.
We're talking about it too. I'll tell you that much.
God, no.
Yeah, you can turn your mic off and go.
I'm turning
home.
Everything off. Thank you.
So tell me, did you like it? You can talk about it too, but I just want a yay or nay.
Okay.
So meh.
Meh.
Better than meh?
Meh.
And this is based that you've seen the previous ones.
I saw the first three. I didn't get bogged down by the.
Where did you go to the movies?
AMC River East, right down the street.
Is it a nice theater?
It's a lovely theater.
Do they have recliners?
Movies are expensive though.
Let me tell you, I went to see Peanuts with my whole family. It was like $140.
I mean $12.75. I could honestly. I mean, I'm a value shopper at all times. Okay. I do love my popcorn, but I'm not giving you $6 for a small popcorn. Won't do it.
$6?
$6 is too much. I love a popcorn, but I on mere principle. Like, if it was $4, I would have done it.
$6 is just over the $5.
But at that point, it just, you know what? I just...
Can't
and
do
it's
it.
Not even fresh.
I mean, was fresh.
I would think it was fresh. No,
yeah.
not fresh.
Well,
I feel like they pop it there.
Well, yeah, I saw but then popping, it sits there.
You saw popping happening.
There was a popping apparatus for sure.
Now, what are you drinking?
I got a Dunkin' Donuts little large coffee, cream only. Yes, sir.
That's what I do.
I mean, you got to stay away from the sugar,
you
right?
You got to have cream only.
You got to go cream only.
But did they ask you if you wanted to do, you have a large. They always ask me, I say medium because a little more caffeine, I just might lose my mind. And like, don't you want a large for 20 cents more? That's where they get you.
That's not getting you.
Oh.
I don't think that's getting you,
Jen. You don't think that's getting
you?
No,
I think it's okay.
Oh, I got real nervous at the drive-thru when they asked me that question the other day. I was like, I don't think I want 20 cents. Well, anyway. So
you look outstanding.
I do.
You got a whole
vibe?
Christmas outfit to you.
I had Christmas. We talked about you at Christmas.
When we hosted the other night, you had red lipstick. Tonight you're going with a very downplaying, like something
neutral.
Else. Neutral, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a whole other flavor down here, Badish.
You missed it. We were talking about makeup.
I know. I see a little square.
My
and
guest,
I can't
Allison
see.
Lyon.
Yes.
She was on and we were talking about beauty inside and out. And she's a stunner. And Dan, wouldn't you agree? I'm putting him on the spot.
I would agree, yeah.
Okay. She's a stunner. And we were talking about how you can change up your look. You look different, my friend.
Well, I am wearing a ski hat. It's cold out there.
Is it?
It's a little, it's coming like it's actually winter for a second.
All right. So
I look good. I think I look like me, but I don't have the ability. Like women, you can change your look.
Yeah.
Men,
not so much.
I mean, downtown Danny Long and I, we always look the same. Badish looks identical. He's looked like that for 50 years.
Yeah.
I mean, look at him.
Yeah.
You can't really do that on the radio, but look at the guy.
I've been bald for 50 years. Thank you.
Well, the point is, women have more of a license to, I mean, if you came up, you know, with some bold lip color tonight, I might be like, well.
Yeah, that wouldn't be my move, but.
It could be someone's move.
Oh, it is someone's move, for sure.
It's someone's move. So.
But you have more liberty to do it.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Absolutely.
I agree. So tell me, what did you do today?
Today.
Yeah.
Today was Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Well, Jen, let's see. What did I do today? I woke up.
Okay.
I said, what's up? Let's go back to bed. I went
you did?
Back to bed. Yeah,
okay.
It was outstanding.
All right.
Then I went to the gym.
Oh, my gosh. Look at. Speaking of New Year's resolutions, you don't need to make one because you're already doing it.
I love the gym. It's where I feel most comfortable. Got my vinyasa flow on.
Oh, my gosh. Allison Lyon was just talking about she teaches vinyasa.
No, you got to love a good yoga.
Did you do it in your
mind
own?
And body? Damn it!
I think that's really fascinating. Okay.
Well, I only do it. I don't do it because I like it.
I do it because it helps you.
Yes, I like to play a lot of sports. I still dream of being in the NBA or perhaps on the professional tennis tour. And
could happen, right?
Outside shot.
Okay.
And to be able to get there, I have to stay flexible.
And yoga helps you.
Right. I mean, yesterday I went for the 20-minute swim. Good swim. Got to have a swimmer, right? Because, you got to, I'm a terrible swimmer, Jen, terrible.
So but what do you do, like a side stroke?
I do a side, I go side down, elementary back, then I go side on the other side back down, elementary back, then I go side, and then I do my jumping jacks.
I don't know what's
One,
happening.
Two, three. you know, a little, because you, if you,
a little water aerobics,
right? You, yeah. If you let the legs go out wide and land, and then bring it back in, your hips start to feel like they're more flexible, and then you do a nice leg swing to get the.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I got a whole routine.
I really wish we had some water so you could get in there and show me. but it okay. You're a healthy man.
I mean, I just had a turkey, bacon, and cheddar processed terrible thing from Dunkin' Donuts that might take a year off my life, but it was moderately delicious.
It was okay. It was better than meh.
But you're still like 10 billion times better shape than I am.
Well, let's not. You know, compare.
Let's not compare. You're trying not to. We talked with Allison about comparing and despairing. No, let's not compare and despair.
Well, I'm not despairing about it. I just, plus I got like 20 years on you, so
that's right.
Yeah.
So
then I did that, and then I came back and I watched the Bulls play the Oklahoma City Thunder. It was a phenomenal day for Bulls basketball. Huge win.
Good game.
And that's a team that is, you know, in the mix. The distant mix, Oklahoma City, for an NBA championship, and the Bulls beating them on the road, fairly convincing.
Guy is still out, right? And they still won. Hey.
They won without Noah.
Yep.
That's true.
He has a busted clavicle? What's going on?
His shoulder popped out, so he's out for at least 2 weeks, maybe a month. But they there's a lot of stuff going on around there, and they have some talent to play a lot better than they have. And it seems like they had 3 days of practice. John Paxson came down and spoke to the team.
Oh.
I'm a big basketball guy, Jen. So this,
I like it.
So I'd like to, and I have been like one of the few people, if I can put it out there correctly, that has been saying this team is going to turn it around. And there are many people in this basketball / sports town who've told me there's no way, bad team. I'm like, they have a lot of talent. I'm just going to tell you, I think it's going to get a lot better. So today was a good sign. That was nice. And then my neighbor, who you may know, she's a comedian. I'm not going to say her name on the air, but will you want me to say her name on the air? Her name's Meg. Let's go there. She had a little shindig. So it's very rare that you can walk across the hall and there's a party. So
only on Friends, the TV show, is that
right? So I did a little bit of that. Came back, took a nap, and then got up. Met my brother, watched Star Wars, and now I'm here.
Okay.
You are one of the busiest people I've ever met. Seriously.
Yeah, well, it's because if I sit around, then I start thinking about things, and then that just gets ugly.
No,
so I got to keep moving.
That's
You know,
you're like
good.
A shark.
Yeah.
Got to keep moving.
I mean, there's a time to think about things, but I try to postpone that time.
Okay.
So I just keep moving. What's next?
All right. I have a question for you. Do you believe in New Year's resolutions?
Absolutely. I don't think that people are very good at following them, but I do believe in the concept.
You do?
Sure. I think you can do resolutions at any point. It doesn't have to be New Year's. But if like New Year's triggers you to put some stuff down and follow it for however long, I think that's great.
Okay. Are you going to make any? You don't have to say what they are.
Right? I am going to make some, yes.
Okay. All right. So you're a believer.
Well, I...
Not a believer, but a believer.
I don't know what a believer means, but...
Here's what I mean.
Yes.
Do you think that they're helpful to... You think it's helpful to say, I am going to change this starting today? I guess that's my question.
I think it's helpful if you take actual concrete steps. If you... At bare minimum, write them down and put them on your mirror that you see every morning. It's got to be a conscious approach. You can't just sit there one night, these are my resolutions, then go about. I mean, it takes a lot to change our patterns.
I agree.
I mean, you really have to, that is a big time undertaking. I think people are capable of change, but I think that they really have to want it or be super desperate.
Yeah, I think desperate, too. When people really hit bottom, that's when sometimes they manage to stick the most. Well, I had 14 people over tonight.
Okay, let's get to you. Much better. What did you do all day, Jen?
All right. I woke up, and I vacuumed.
Good job. Vacuuming is...
I've become a vacuumer.
I like vacuuming.
Yeah, I like it. I made cream corn. I made...
Love a cream corn.
You love a cream corn?
Absolutely.
I made a cream corn. I made... what else did I make? I made stuffing, both vegetarian and regular.
Wow.
Got a brother-in-law, won't eat the meat. I made a ton of stuff. I made a turkey and a ham. Oh, yeah, that's going on out of context. I just realized...
No, I just did that. That's my own immaturity.
Oh, okay. I like it. So I made that. I made a ham. I made a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I made both. I made everything. Daniel, tell me when we got to stop, right?
You never have to stop.
Oh, yeah.
It's 1:45 in the morning. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, look at that. that. This is my new friend. So I made
That's technically not true, by the way.
Oh. I don't know who to believe here. My New Year's resolution is to...
I'd listen to Dan.
All right, I'll listen to Dan. But I made a lot of food is the bottom line, and I had 14 people come over.
Wow.
14.
How many of those people did you like? Of the 14 that came...
That's a trick question, but let's just say there were twin boys there that were five.
Uh-huh. Gotta like the five-year-olds.
No.
No, not really?
Well, twins creep me out.
Oh.
I feel like twins are subliminally talking to each other, planning demise of other people. Is that weird?
It's a little bit
dark. Wow, you're really pushing the envelope there, aren't you?
I just feel like they have a subliminal thing going on. So I liked most of the people. It's not that I don't like the twins, but there's something. They have like a secret language. Like they'd nod and I'd be like, oh my God.
Uh-oh.
It's the Shining Twins music.
Ooh. This is the Shining?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Shining in a minute.
I love it.
Really? I still get freaked. If I'm a home alone and The Shining comes on, I'm 40 plus now. I can't handle it. Because there's all, my place, I hear creaks and this and that.
You live in an old, this and that. This and that.
It's never anything exciting. Like, I haven't heard that going on, at least in a way that you could actually be sure that it was that. I don't think ever.
What we were talking about that goes on sometimes under the Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah.
On Tuesday?
I was asking.
Oh, right. It does go on. it goes on. But, yeah, you live in an old apartment?
I mean, the place, yeah, it's a 3-flat. It was rehabbed about 10 years ago now. But it's, you know, like any other Chicago apartment building where it's not insulated properly and you hear things.
Or it's haunted.
It could be haunted. There could be ghosts. Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
I'll tell you, you know, along those lines, I don't tend to believe in ghosts, but I don't ever switch my laundry from large to small.
Yeah.
And it's just on small.
Yeah. You have a ghost.
I could have a ghost.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that when we're going to take a break and talk about Scooby-Doo and the ghosts. This is Jen B on WGN 720 AM. Good morning. This is Jen B. I'm filling in for Patty Vasquez. And coming up at 2, we've got the great Mark Carman and Kevin Powell.
It's a big time show.
So it's called The Big Time Show with Kevin Powell.
I like that. The Big Time
Show. I like also calling it a program. I like the Jen B program.
Program is a... That's a whole other level, too. I agree.
So I wanted to ask you something about New Year's Eve. Not resolutions anymore.
Okay.
Are you gonna party?
No, I'm not. I would.
But?
Well, I'm going to be with my family. I'm going to be in Florida. It's not going to be a party scene. And I also am going to be getting up super early to drive 3 hours across the state of Florida to go to... be a part of the Northwestern broadcast on the bowl game.
Well, that's fun.
That is fun. So I'm very excited about that.
Okay. But so, it's not going to be like a rager, as the kids say.
No, I'll probably play another tennis match that night and then go to sleep.
Okay.
Something like that.
So were you close to being a tennis pro?
No.
Oh.
No. I always played like for fun. But I didn't really take up tennis to the serious super, I'm going to be a pro level till really, when I moved to Kansas City in about 2009, because there wasn't anywhere to play basketball and I was getting a little bit older at that time and I just fell into tennis leagues. Then I got addicted and I basically went, when I got down to Kansas City, I'm going to get myself in trouble right now, but I'll do it. I went to every single health club there and said, you know,
I want to try it out.
I'd like to try it out. And by the way, I'm on the radio. We could have, you know, some form of relationship. These things are illegal. You can't do that. I didn't know that at the time. Kind of. But so I ended up.
Why is it called fraud or something?
Yeah, it's like payola pagola. You're not allowed to do that.
Oh, got it.
So
I won't be doing that.
Yeah, don't do that, Jen. So at any rate, I got involved with a tennis club. And it just became sort of the new addiction, and I haven't stopped. I love tennis. It's phenomenal.
Okay, let me tell you what I know about tennis.
Yeah.
On my wedding day, it was a tornado, and I was in the hotel freaking out because weddings are crazy anyway, and it's a tornado, and I'm like, Wimbledon. I watched the Wimbledon channel. It calmed me down. I did not freak out. Watching those players, just, it was meditative. And I wasn't playing. It was meditative.
Wimbledon is so cool. I've never been, but there's something about it that's so pure. The grass,
it's
center
just,
court.
It's so classy.
Yeah. Wearing the white, the whole thing. It's just a great sport because you can play singles for those who can move, doubles for those who can't and who are older.
Yeah.
Get me a doubles partner.
There,
and
you,
we'll
go.
Play.
I
played in college, not on the team, but I.
For fun?
Well, you needed an extra credit, so I took tennis gym class, and I loved it. And I started playing all the guys at the frat house and got pretty good at it.
Good for Saved you.
It. There you go, Raj.
Sounds like reminds me of Mark Harmon's bowling story.
I did love bowling.
That's tennis you like more.
Well, I like to sweat and
sweat.
I want to get a workout. I mean, bowling, that means you're going to
you only sweat at bowling when they turn the heat on.
Yeah.
Or they
don't have the beer on tap.
Yeah, right.
One of the
start
two.
Freaking out. Yeah.
It's not
cold
quite
sweat. Different
just,
sweat.
Just not the same thing. I mean, when I was bowling in college,
as I said,
Jen, my best accomplishment ever was rolling that 150 knot to take the final. I wouldn't say I was sober for most of those classes.
Sober for the classes?
Not a chance.
Were classes at night?
No, they were. You kidding? That was a different time.
Who says you had to drink it only at night?
Okay.
Different time.
Okay, different time, different Carmen, probably. A little bit.
I was influenced by one of my good friends in there who just, liked to get all Bob Marley-esque before his bowling class.
I understand what you're saying.
These things happen. That was a long time ago, though, Jen.
That's many moons ago.
Right.
In a planet far, far away.
Is it late enough? Am I putting my career in jeopardy right now?
No, I think not.
Okay, good.
If it was like 5 minutes earlier, maybe. But now we've hit 155, and I think it's, we're going to be all right.
I mean, that was 20 years ago.
That was 20 years ago,
maybe 21.
Maybe 21. Okay. Right. Well, that was a lifetime ago, half your life.
Isn't that amazing? Well, seriously.
Yes. Yes,
that,
it is.
That freaks me out.
Well, the other thing is, Carmen, we're middle-aged.
No, we're not. We are absolutely not. Don't ever say that again. I will
do something.
Depart.
Bad. You will. Don't depart.
We are young, youthful, in the prime of our career, and we're never going to get older.
Okay.
That only happens to people like Roger Badish.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Well, somebody's got to do it.
Well, I like your attitude.
Okay.
And Carmen, and I won't mention it. But what would middle age be then? There's no such thing, or
69.
Oh.
Middle age is a state of mind.
Oh. Okay.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Okay. To recap, Carm, we started out, he went back to bed. Then he did various aerobic exercises, various. And I believe he talked with a ghost. And then, right? And then he had some bacon. Is that what happened?
That's my day.
The wrap up?
He leads a balanced life.
Well, I have to say, I really enjoyed working with you the other night.
It was fun, Jen.
I got some great texts out of it. Management loved it.
The whole Twitter moment was really something.
Did you listen to it?
Listen to what?
The podcast?
No, I haven't heard the podcast.
My husband played it because he does that.
I didn't even know there was a podcast.
It was fantastic. Of course there's a podcast.
Well, people... Sometimes they don't do that for the fill-ins of the world.
Oh.
I didn't realize they had done that.
Yeah, I make sure.
God bless Jasmine Cooper. Jazzy, yeah. I love you.
Jazzy, we love you. So the thing was that Mark Carmen, we went on
I
a
begged for Twitter
we had
followers.
A Jerry Lewis Twitter drive.
Yeah. What?
So he
it's terrible. I'm embarrassed.
No!
I might do it again tonight.
Do it tonight. He made a plea for Twitter followers, but it was good because in return they got a shout out and a nickname,
right.
Like a Shamalama Ding Dong situation. Like they'd be
right.
Like, What would you say? Like,
if you follow me at the Carm, the Carm, C-A-R-N, I shout you out back because I like to I like to recognize who's listening.
Yeah.
So you follow me, I give you some love, and then we can communicate. If you write me on Twitter, I write you back.
He wrote me back.
We'll have. I mean, I might not do it immediately because I'm not always paying attention to it. But when I eventually, I will get there, and we can become buddies and talk on Twitter all the time.
That's fantastic.
If you'd like.
I mean, and he...
Me and you too, Roger. You keep writing me out. We'll, like, build our relationship.
Of course. Yeah, I always go on Twitter, and I apologize that I might bore all my Twitter followers.
Your tweeter. And
my tweeters.
I don't know.
My followers. Yeah, because I'm boring, and I've got a ton of followers on there, and I don't want to bore them. So I apologize
up
front. I kind of set the level playing field.
You're a tweeter apologizer.
Roger, they've heard you on the air. They have low expectations.
I know, exactly.
Oh, Carm. Oh, Carm.
Oh, Carm.
I'm kidding.
No, but the point is, it worked. Whatever Mark Carman did, he started getting crazy amounts of followers.
You're kidding.
Was it crazy?
Yes, it was.
A couple thousand?
No. that would be crazy.
But tonight.
I picked up, I don't know, 20 or so.
No, it was more than that.
Was it more than that?
Yes, it kept growing and growing.
Well, the most important thing.
Like a chia pet.
It was the most important thing is that Jen followed me.
I followed. I went home and followed, I think. I might have followed right then.
No, I followed you right then. It took you like a day, but you did it. And then
I
you
have
wrote
like
me.
Six
and
followers.
And complained about that there was too much sports in my feed.
Yeah. I'm a complainer. We are at 159. Can you believe it? It's been so much fun.
You made it another show, Jen.
I